Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jeff Diamond sat in these meetings where he decided who's going to be the next head coach, who you're going to draft, who you're going to sign in free agency. He joins us now as we peruse through a new general manager with the Minnesota Vikings. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Good. Thank you.
Tell me what it's like for him right now. I think he already has his head coach hired. I think that was all part of the process. The committee hired. He interviewed all these people. He talked to them about the same people. Do you think I'm right about that?
Yeah, I think certainly they have a good idea what they want to do and whether they want to have a second interview with the new GM, with the coaching candidates. And I'm sure they've got a couple finalists in mind. And, yeah, you would think that's the case, but it's difficult to say. It's been a weird process this year, I think.
Yes.
With the whole hiring cycle, and usually the jobs are snatched up in a hurry, and it seems like this year it's been a very slow process. But things were going to pick up this week, which they have, and obviously with the Bears and the Vikings reaching deals with their new GMs. But I think you're right. I'm sure they're locked in on a couple candidates, but I would suspect they still want to have some second or final interviews with a couple of these people with the new GM on the horn with them or in person.
Who would you hire based on the finalists that are the people that they interviewed, knowing what you know?
Well, I think it's difficult because I kind of felt all along in the modern day NFL that I expected them to go offense and go with an offensive coordinator type of a coach, and which is why I was a little surprised that Eric Bieniemy was not on that list.
Never surfaced, did he?
Yeah,
and that tells you there's something there. I don't know what it is, but there's something there. And, of course, he used to coach the Vikings, so he's the offensive coordinator for the most productive offense, in the AFC right now. But there's something that somebody there saw that they don't like, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right, because he's been talked about for so many years. But perhaps maybe Ryan Poles in Chicago with the Kansas City connection is going to go that direction. We'll see. And so I think that I would expect it could well be offense, but then again, then you have some of these defensive coordinator candidates like D'Amico Ryan's really interesting guy, and Dan Quinn too, what he did in Dallas this year. So perhaps they're going to go that route and try to get a high powered offensive coordinator in here. But I would certainly prefer that they hire someone on the offensive side of the ball that has that expertise and can maximize in this day and age of these high-powered passing offenses, and then be able to, as I say, maximize the Justin Jeffersons, the Adam Thielens, and so forth.
What would you do about the contracts, the existing contracts? If you're the GM and you look at it, would you try to move money around within the contracts? Would you say, we're going for it next year, we're playing this thing out? What would you do?
Well, I think when you look at the fact that there were seven playoff teams this year that were not in the playoffs last year, it shows that it can turn around in a hurry, and the Vikings were only one game out of a playoff spot ultimately And so one more made kick in Arizona, for example, and they would have been in the playoffs.
Yep.
In the wild card round. So they're not that far off. And I would think that from that standpoint, you have to take the approach that, hey, we want to try to fine-tune what we've got, try to maintain what we've got, and then do some good drafting, figure out our secondary situation, plug up the offensive line situation, and especially the interior group, and then kind of go from there. But I think, obviously, the first difficult question is Kirk Cousins' contract, and I kind of felt that they would try to get one more year out of Cousins and maybe draft a quarterback,
sure,
potentially in the first or second round this year, and kind of groom that player and or have them compete with Kellen Mond for that spot in the future. But who knows how they approach it, because Kirk Cousins is still a pretty good player. We know what he is. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen.
Yep. But we know who he is. But let me tell you, there's a whole list of people behind him, too.
Exactly right. And so if they do decide to trade him, I think he does have value, and there will be teams that would be interested.
But then you're stuck with, I mean, this whole conundrum. I mean, okay, you know, I hear about, you know, you perfect time to trade Delvin Cook, hey, get Cousins out of here. Well, pretty soon, what are you playing for? I mean, are you going to constantly just rebuild?
No, exactly right. And that's why I say I expect them to keep Cousins and maybe get another young quarterback in here in one of the first couple rounds, and also compete with Kellen Mond and see what you've got there, and then throw it open and see. And if all of a sudden Cousins wins the Super Bowl next year, then you got a different deal to deal with. But chances are he's going to be what he's been in the past, and maybe you move on after next year and get a cheaper guy in there that then you can build around and be able to beef up in other spots, but have that young quarterback. That's the ideal situation in the NFL, when you've got a quarterback who is a very productive on his rookie contract, a Joe Burrow, for example, or Mahomes when he was there, or Russell Wilson when he was in Seattle, and those teams were able to build around those players. And
Plus they got all that time to lock that guy up. They don't hit free. You can craft a deal and work with them to get them long term when you know you got something special, right?
That's exactly right, and that's what Kansas City did with Mahomes, and he keeps delivering. So I would certainly think that's what they're going to be shooting for and what the new GM is going to be shooting for. But, yeah, he's got his hands full trying to fill out his staff, trying to start preparing for free agency and the draft, and as you said, first of all, hiring that head coach. So there's a lot on his plate coming right out of the gate. And as far as his qualifications and how good he's going to be, well, I guess we're going to know in about 3 years.
Yeah, because you look at the resume, and there's just not enough there to judge him by. You don't know when a guy has a position like that, and Jeff, you can speak this a little bit, they may or may not have been heavily involved in the draft. They may or may not have been heavily involved in identifying free agents. You have to live in that building to really know what they did, right?
That's exactly right, and that's what you don't know, how much input that he had on certain personnel decisions, and so now it's going to be on him to figure it out and make these right choices. And if you draft a kicker in the fifth round, such as Daniel Carlson, don't cut him after 2 weeks.
We've seen some things here at the Vikings. Yeah, some interesting things. So if general manager, give you a multiple choice. Most important thing he can do, hiring the coach, draft, or free agent signings. Which one's the most important thing? And I guess hand in hand with free agent signings is managing the cap.
Yeah, I think first of all, you've got to get the right coach in there who's going to be a leader and who's going to command the respect and bring fresh ideas and all those type of things. I think that's first and foremost. And then you start addressing all the other issues that are coming up down the road, which are pretty quickly, in terms of personnel and draft and free agency. There's a lot going on, but first you've got to get that coach in there.
Yeah, and plus he's got to figure out, you know this, but aside from the coach, there's a whole bunch of other people that work in that building that are football related. Some are not, some are. And you got to figure out, amongst that list, who stays and who goes. And to the public, they might not be household names, but they're very important inside the organization as to whether or not he's going to bring in new people for those positions, or he's going to part ways with, or if he considers people to be a liability to the culture.
Exactly right. And so he's, I'm sure, doing his due diligence now in evaluating the staff that's in place and then try to go from there. Just as a new coach, when that person's hired, is going to look at the existing coaching staff and the people that are under contract, these assistant coaches, and see who they may want to retain or not.
That's a lot in a short time. Hey, Jeff, we know you got to go. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Always great to talk with you. Take care.
Yeah, you too. See you out there soon, I hope. I mean, COVID permitting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.